Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia, peacemaker or warmonger? That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Hamas has had a relationship with Russia in the past. Looks like they're trying to continue to develop that relationship.
Well, yes, and we talked about Vladimir Putin and his drive to make Russia a great Middle Eastern power again, as it once was under the Soviet Union. And they've been building their ties with the Saudis and with others in the area, with Egypt again, and with the Palestinians. So they're cozying, the Palestinians are, back up to the Russians, but not just the radical groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Of course, we know scripturally that Russia will be a major player in the end days in the region. And so it's developing.
You brought up the fact that Russia, that would be Magog, found there in Ezekiel 38, is going to be the leader of the coalition of Islamic states trying to destroy the state of Israel. Meanwhile, the Palestinians will be a part of that plan, want Vladimir Putin to lead the peace process. That's ironic. They're going to be the leader to destroy Israel. How in the world could Vladimir Putin play a role as a peacemaker?
Yes, it is ironic to say the least, but all of the pieces, though, of that alliance are not in place. Things are not yet there, but we do see the trends, and, you know, whereas 10 years ago, Russia was basically out of the region, and its influence had waned considerably. It had more or less closed down its naval base in Syria, and its air base there near the coast, and now they're all back and thriving, and they're taking over more land and setting up more bases. And as we know, they even took over some of the evacuated U.S. bases in northern Syria a few months ago. So they're back on a roll, and it's going to continue, I'm sure.
David Dolan with details on Russia in the Middle East, peacemaker or warmonger. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan laid out the potential leadership role for Russia in the future, peacemaker or warmonger. The Palestinians want Russia and President Putin to lead the peace process in the Middle East. However, the ancient Jewish prophets pre-wrote history in the prophetic books. Russia will be the warmonger according to Ezekiel chapter 38. That passage mentions Magog, which is modern-day Russia, who will lead a coalition of Islamic states to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This is a prophecy that actually was pre-written history. Combine Ezekiel 38 with Daniel 11 and Psalm 83, and you can see the partners with Russia and led by Russia who want to remove Israel from the Middle East. That scenario is at the point of being fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...